Hey world, it's me, Winter. No, Winter. It's me, Winter. On the I'm Coming Home, I Promise podcast. You know, for the longest time, I've been going by Winter because it's the name that people easily read when they read my name, because when you spell it, it's like Winta, and so people say, oh, Winter, but it's really Winta. It's pronounced Winta. And I think reclaiming the pronunciation of my name is a way for me to come back to myself, or come back home to who I really am. I didn't come on this podcast to talk about that, but I felt like when I had to correct myself in the beginning, I felt the need to do that. You know, I came on here, I wanted to come on here because I've been going through it. Grief and life. My dad passed away 6 days ago. January 12th, 2024. I don't know when I'll post this podcast. I don't know if I'll post it now or later, but I just felt the need to come on here because I'm tired and overwhelmed. I'm in shock. I'm in disbelief. And something about this podcast and what it does for me is it gives me a place to express myself without feeling judged. And that allows me to be more vulnerable and open. I know I probably should be telling this to a therapist, but in a way, this feels like therapy to me. You know, after my dad passed away, it even feels weird to say, like, even as I said that, I was like, whoa, like, it feels like it's not real. Feels like, nah, like, that didn't happen. That couldn't be. It just feels like you're in disbelief, you know? And then, like, people apologize to you saying my condolences and I'm so sorry. And then it's, like, more real and real. And then it's like you don't catch a break. It's like, now I gotta worry about the funeral. And, like, I gotta create this GoFundMe. And don't get me started on the GoFundMe. I'm so scared to post. You know, my dad's been sick for a while now, and I'm glad he's resting. But I don't really want to talk too much about my dad. I don't know. I think I just need time to let that sink in. But really what I wanted to talk about was death. I think I've been living my life like I'm not gonna die one day. It's like one day you're here, one day you're not. One day you're here and one day you're not. You know? You just don't know when that day will be. I think most of us, not all of us, think that we're going to live and hopefully and die from old age. That's what we hope for. I hope that I just pass in my sleep from old age. But that may not be the case for everybody. And it's not, I'm not saying this to like scare people. I mean, it is scary, but I think death is like the realest thing. I think death is as real as it gets. And it's something that we all like share. You know, I think I just was delusional before my dad's passing. I'm like, my parents, my family, they're invincible. They're not going to leave me. They're not going to die. Like, at least not now. Not now. Not while I'm still young, while I'm only 25 years old. I'm thinking, hey, maybe when they're old, you know, you wait to see that when they're old, when they're in their 80s, 90s. You know, my dad was 67. He would have been 68 in April of this year. He wasn't old. But he's gone. He's gone. You know, before his passing, it was so weird. I was seeing people like talking about their passed away loved ones, their fathers, their mothers, their grandmas, their close friends. And I'm like, that's so sad. But I didn't have empathy for them because I've never gone through that. You know, my grandparents passed away, but I didn't have a strong relationship with them. I didn't know them. But then when you lose a loved one, now I'm like, oh, okay. I see what it feels like. I feel like losing a loved one, like your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your best friend, your closest, whomever you have close to you, is like losing yourself. Losing who you were, losing a version of the reality you thought you'd experience. It's humbling. So now I think about life and I'm like, this person, whoever I'm close with, they may not be here tomorrow, next year, maybe the year after, 5 years from now, may not be here because it happened so fast for my dad. Like at one point he was good, the next year he wasn't, and it was like a trickling effect, you know? It happens so fast right in front of you, and you don't even see it coming. You don't see it coming. So it goes to show, like, I don't know if any of y'all have ever lost, like, a parent. I think losing a parent, I don't know how it is to lose a friend, but I know that losing a parent is, like, it's a different level of hurt, at least for me. And I don't want to discredit or make anybody feel like losing. So I've never lost a friend. Maybe lost some, like, we're no longer friends anymore, but not lose them to death. But losing a parent or losing like a sister, brother, or somebody like very close to you is like, I mean, I can only speak upon a parent, but losing a parent or father, a mother is like your childhood just like flashing before your eyes. It's like that little child inside of me is like, she's so sad. She's tearing up. She's, I don't even know, but she is so sad. I think our life, living, you know, with social media and going to work, you know, we all carry this facade, like, I don't know, like human connection is not important. And I feel like, you know, sometimes what makes me so sad is like, I feel like a world, especially where I am, a world is missing so much, like, communal love. You know, while my dad was sick, I was going through it, you know? I was depressed. I was scared. And I didn't have that many much people to talk to about it. I went through it by myself. For the most part. You know, I did have one of my close friends, my best friend. She was there for me during some of the time. But for the most part, it was really just me. My dad isn't invincible, so I no longer think that I am. Neither is my mom, or my brother, or my friends, or anybody for that matter. Life is so fragile, you know, you have it at one moment and then it's like magic, like it's gone, like poof. I'm telling you, it's that easy. You can be gone one. You could be here one day, gone the next. And guess what? The world keeps on moving, you know? Evolution. Life keeps going forward. Time. Well, I feel like loss and grief, it just puts your life on a halt. You know? I've never been through, like, this type of, like, pain before. I don't know. It's sad. We don't know when we're gonna go, but we're all gonna go one of these days. I think that if anything, this has just shaken me up. Like, wake up, girl. You ain't gonna be here forever. Wake up. Get out of autopilot. You leaving this earth one of these days. Wake up. And I feel right now, I have so much fear in my body. Just like, I hold it really like in my heart, in my chest. I feel the fear in me. It's like, it just constantly feels like when I want to do something in my life, there's like a knife. Like, I'm held hostage and somebody has a knife to my throat. That's what it feels like. Somebody has a knife to my throat. And I'm in fight or flight survival mode. And I shut down. And I carry this fear. I've carried the fear for so long, trying to fight it, trying to beat it. And now I feel like it's amplified. So much. I had this podcast that I made maybe a month or two ago. And I was talking about faith over fear, and I haven't put it out yet. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But now I feel like I'm a walking contradiction because I feel so much fear in my spirit, you know? And in that podcast, I'm over here preaching faith, faith, faith over fear. And I feel like the fear has taken over my body. Even as I speak now, I feel it. And it's scary. And it's, but truly, it's so sad because I don't know what's causing it or where it's coming from. Then I think about death and I'm like, I'm gonna die one day. I gotta live my life. Gotta live my life. Instead of just living on autopilot, which I've been living for who knows how long. That's just how life works, I thought. You know, I want to make this major change in my life, but I don't even know if I want to go back to work. I don't even know what my next steps are. I don't even know what to do. Like, I want to go back to work, you know, to make money, but I'm like, do I even need it? The other half of me wants to just flee. I want to flee, like, Seattle and just start over somewhere else and not have to think about all this. I know it's going to take time because I'm still having to figure out my dad's situation, his house, his estate. Like, it doesn't stop. You grieve over your father dying, but, like, you got to deal with the funeral. You got to deal with that, what he left behind. And it's a constant reminder, like, that he's gone. It's a constant reminder. You gotta bury him. He's gone. You gotta go to his house and feel it, the lack of his presence. But his smell is still there in the house. You gotta be around that. And it's a reminder, and I haven't fully accepted it, that he is gone. Like, my mind hasn't fully grasped the fact that we can be here one day and gone the next. I always thought, oh, y'all just being too, y'all are, I thought people were exaggerating. I thought people were just exaggerating. Like, you can't just be here one day, gone the next. And then I was like, wait a second. It happened to me, and it's the most humblingest experience of my life. You could be here one day, gone the next. Gives me chills. Like, my body is like, I just, you know, I do wish I could have, I wish I did more. I could have done more, and I carry a level of, you know, I have to learn how to forgive myself down the line in my life. That's also a part of my grief. You know, I wanted to come here and tell, like, talk about, give a message and saying, like, you know, one day we're gonna die and to live your life. And I don't even know what the message is anymore in this podcast, but I just wanted to talk, I guess, say what's on my mind, say what's on my heart, say what's on my spirit. I guess I just hope that this gives you, my experience, gives you a different, give those that maybe have thought the same way I did a different outlook on life. A different outlook. I'm not trying to speak in a way to be cause, you know, fear or depression or pass negative energy onto anybody. I think I just want you to open your eyes, like how I'm opening my eyes, and to live your life in a way where I don't know. I think, personally, I'm trying to build a different relationship with death. Not a one where I act like it doesn't exist, but a one where I do act like it exists. And I embrace it as a part of the journey of life. If there's anything in this world that's uncertain, unknown, it's death. I mean, not until it's, you know, like, you know, it's coming. But especially when you're young and you're healthy, and for the most part, and you're just living your life and you have a whole life ahead of you, as we all like to think, you don't think about that. But for real, if I'm being honest with you, like, the choices you make today will determine how your life will be tomorrow in the future, and how it will be like for you when you do leave this earth. And it's not to apply me pressure, but I see my dad's life, and I think about, not, you know, rest in peace to his soul, but I can take some learning points from his life, and not just his life, other people's life too. I see other people's life, and I'm like, man, oh. And I'm like, man, like, what are you doing? And then I look at my life, and I'm like, what are you doing? How do I want the trajectory of my life to go for however long that may be, you know? I guess the real truth is, how do you want your life to look like while you still got it? I'll be damned. Part of my language. I'm trying to reduce my swearing. But shoot, I'll be damned. If I leave this earth and I never did the things that I wanted to do, or be the person I wanted to be. But I also feel like, you know, whatever happens, if you do reach those heights, if you don't, there's a beauty in just, like, accepting what you have accomplished, what you have done, and being grateful for those things, making it this far to a point where you can look back at your accomplishments. I also don't want to be on my deathbed mad at myself for not doing the things I want to do. I've done some amazing things, regardless if I want to acknowledge them or not. But I also want to do even amazing-er things in my future that more align with my spirit. I guess that's what it is. You know, I want to do more things in my life that align with my spirit, with my heart. Because the world has this harsh way of telling you to be this person. You got to do these things. This is the right way to go about life. And you're like, all right, let me do it. Let me do what y'all tell me to do. And then you go through this, what I'm going through now, or what I've gone through a year ago, if you followed my journey. Or I guess now 2 years ago. Or a year ago. I don't know. It all kind of feels like it's meshed together, like one large, long years. Sometimes you feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like ever since I lost my job in 2022, I've been living a year. 2 years have felt like a blend of just a long story of my life. You know, walking in a new year, I had so much anxiety. I felt so much pressure. Oh, you gotta have this resolution. You gotta do these things. You gotta be this person. You gotta, And I was trying to do some things and really start a new journey, but I'm over it. I'm over the New Year's resolutions. You can have resolutions at any given moment in your life. Don't wait till January 1st. It might hit you at January 2nd. It might hit you at May the 3rd, 2024. It may hit you wherever that point may be. Life is going to just take you wherever it wants to take you. I feel like I just don't want to be pressured by having these resolutions, because look where I am now. Life hit me. Life said, here, take that and hold it. Yeah, I don't know. No, I guess it's like a co-creating experience with life, you know? Life gonna throw some things at you. You just gotta like learn how to work with the universe and co-create whatever experiences you want. Because it's not gonna be, just because you want something don't mean it's gonna be a pretty, beautiful path and journey. It's gonna come with humble every step of the way. I only have 30 minutes to record, so I'm gonna end it off here. I don't really have much to say anyways, but I hope that y'all appreciate your life and appreciate those around you. Tell them you love them. Tell them you love them. Tell them whomever you love that you love them. Any chance that you get. And rest in peace to my father, Mahari. Tesfa. Mahari Tesfu. That's his home name. That's his real name. Mahari Tesfu. Mahari Tesfu. Rest in peace, Dad. I love you dearly. You're not here with me in the flesh, but you still live on through the spirit. And I know you watching over me. And I want to make you proud. This is the I'm coming home, I promise, podcast, and I hope you'll have a blessed one. Peace.